Opening titles are always interesting. What do you do to open a movie? We had a whole montage of Babe Ruth planned to show what Roger was facing and what he was playing against, and then we decided the Yankee pinstripe right at the heart, right at Roger's heart, which is what Mark McGwire talks about at the end of the movie. In structuring the script, originally it was set at Roger's funeral in Fargo.
It's weird. In some ways, it's like the best season.
Working with Hank Steinberg and Ross Greenberg on the script, I said, you know, what touched us so much in 1998 was the home run race, was McGwire hugging the Maris kids. And I remembered that Pat Maris, Roger's widow, had had a heart problem and was sitting in a hospital, and I said to them, that's where this movie should start. It should start in the moment that brought us together with Roger Maris. When Roger's kids were hugged by Mark McGwire, we all cried and we didn't know why. We didn't know Roger Maris. We sort of knew what he went through, we thought. And for me, that was the beginning and the end.
I'm ready.
And in the middle was 61. So we brought the Marises to St. Louis, just like they did. In my mind, somehow the movie was about the loss of a husband and father. That lonely look that those kids had, that haunted look, all they had was the record. They didn't have him anymore. And now that was slipping away under the incredible season that Mark McGwire was having. So we cast actors who looked as much like the Maris kids as we could, and I actually met Pat Crowley, who plays the older version of Pat Maris, in a furniture store in Beverly Hills after I'd cast the younger Pat Maris, who I had met in a maternity ward in 1973.
Hi, Kev. What's that?
Bringing the bat to St. Louis was something that, the Hall of Fame sent, you know, we had seen McGwire holding the bat at the end of the press conference day, and so we brought it into the hospital so Pat could hold it and touch it and see it and feel and start the thought process that would bring us back to 1961. She doesn't say much in the movie, Pat Crowley, but she gives an extraordinary performance and she sort of pulls us all in. Major League Baseball was fantastic with us, getting all of this great footage, some of it on tape, some of it film, and then we'd shoot our Maris kids at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, and you get them there, and then intercutting, you know, Michael Jablow and I think, did a really kind of seamless job in placing those kids there. And then visualizing her all alone. In reality, as we found out later, Kevin Maris was with her watching this. And I couldn't imagine what was going through her mind. In my mind, the whole movie took place from the time the 60-second home run hits the bat, boom, until it goes into the stands. So cool. That center field, Yankee Stadium, 1961. We made the monuments. We made that wall. Watch this. God, my nipples are hard. That's Yankee Stadium, 1961. Chris Bauer's Bob Serve.
Oh, come on, Bob. It's opening day.
Finding everybody to be, you know, the guys that we remembered was difficult. I think that the finding the voice of Mel Allen and the essence of Phil Rizzuto, you know, we're not looking for imitations, we're looking for actors. And Chris McDonald and Joe Gafassi do a great job in the movies. Bruce McGill is Ralph Houck, Paul Borghese and Bobby Ozzea, Anthony Michael Hall, Dominic Lombardozzi, our Yankee infielders, Boyer throwing from the knees, Yogi fooling around. Yogi was the toughest guy to cast, as Cleet Boyer said to me, why don't you just go to the zoo? Tom Jane, playing Mickey, an extraordinary actor, sees this part. This guy knew nothing about Mickey.
Hey, Whitey, look at that.
until I showed him film and videotapes of interviews and told him about my personal relationship with Mickey. And Mickey was an interesting guy, and we know about his past that he let us in on and told us about his drinking and told us about his carousing, so it wouldn't have been right if I didn't include that in the movie. And it makes him a fascinating, interesting, rather tragic character at times. And the amazing thing about Tom is you never lose your likability for him. You never lose your good feelings for him. And some ways you forgive him because you know that it came from pain.
Maybe if he took better care of himself, he wouldn't be injured so much. Hey, you should be thanking me for leaving that out of the paper.
This may be my favorite shot in the movie. I wanted to capture the power of Mantle, the essence of this incredible guy. So we set up this Steadicam shot, taken from the dugout to batting practice, through writers, through Ellie Howard, through Yogi. But to capture him, to bring us this, to actually smell Yankee Stadium, you hear Bob Shepard doing the announcement. This scene, to me, was about power. It was about the first glimpse we have of Mickey. Envy, respect, the jealousy, all those complicated emotions. And I wanted it to be spectacular. And the look in this guy's face to show the sheer power. And I wanted Tom to hit the hell out of the ball like he does right now.
Big deal. Holy cow, she's one.
Paul Bergesi as Yogi Berra and Bobby Jose as Ellie Howard. Give us a lot of humor in this opening scene.
What the hell does he eat?
Look at this.
He's unbelievable.
He certainly is.
I've been covering this guy 10 years. He still puts me on the edge of my seat.
Oh, look at this. Mr. Ambidextrial.
And most important, I wanted to show home runs off the bat into the stands, which I don't think has ever been shown in the history of a baseball movie. And there's one right there. The first time I went to Yankee Stadium in 1956, Mantle hit a home run like that. And I've never forgotten it. And that view of that is almost like an 8-year-old's view of what a, you know, I remember that home run to be like. Watching Barry Pepper be Roger Maris was an extraordinary experience. I mean, right there, as you're looking at him, Barry can run and catch and throw. And Roger was more than a home run hitter. He was a great outfielder. And we needed to show that.
Chipmunk running around looking for nuts.
Look, Maris comes over.
This whole opening day sequence is a long one. It was about 13 pages with a lot to tell.
Mantle wouldn't be pissed off that Maris doesn't have something to prove.
I don't speculate, Artie. I write what I know.
Look, you had to set up the sports writers. You had to set up the rivalry.
There's 15 papers in this town. We can't all write the same thing.
Roger also had a great home life, and we had to introduce that into the movie. I always got touched that that little girl that you see there was the same middle-aged girl that you saw in the limo at the opening of the movie. This is a Steadicam shot that started there and takes us all the way into the batter's box with Roger. This is the first time you see Mickey and Roger together in the movie.